Ashley Truitt here for Simple Sleep Services. Did you know that weight gain, high blood pressure, stroke, and even heart attack can all be related to snoring and sleep apnea? If you're ready to stop snoring and treat your sleep apnea, you have options. Wear a big, bulky CPAP mask, have surgery and deal with the recovery and downtime, or go with a simple solution. The Somnodent from Simple Sleep Services is a compact, comfortable, custom-fit solution that's proven to stop snoring and treat your sleep apnea. It's covered by medical insurance. No mood-killing mask, no pain or downtime, just a better night's sleep for you and the one next to you. My husband John, CEO of Simple Sleep Services, uses the Somnodent, and take it from me, it really works. Learn more at simplesleepservices.com or call 469-685-1700. That's 469-685-1700 or click simplesleepservices.com. The choice is simple. Go to simplesleepservices.com.
You can listen on the go. Find us on iHeartRadio. 660 AM, The Answer.
America's liberty is under assault and women are rising to the defense. It's time for Ladies Can We Talk on 660 AM, The Answer. Common sense talk with women and men about politics and standing up for America. With your host, nationally acclaimed speaker and author, Debbie Georgiadis. Ladies Can We Talk starts now.
Good evening and welcome to Ladies Can We Talk. This is Debbie Georgiadis. Thank you so much for tuning in. I thoroughly enjoy doing this radio show, Ladies Can We Talk. Our theme is All Issues Are Women's Issues. And a lot of what we talk about on this show, Ladies Can We Talk, is really just about, it's about embracing and loving the uniqueness and goodness and greatness of America, understanding what made America the special, precious, exceptional place it is, so we can defend it and protect it. And, you know, I really love to inspire people, men and women. Men, you are so welcome to listen to the show, and women, just to get involved in the American political conversation about the decisions we make today, not just in voting, but the decisions we make in terms of whether we speak up in day-to-day life about America, or do we remain silent? Because America is at a huge crossroads in its lifetime and its history. You know, in hundreds of years from now, people will look back at this era in America and look at whether or not the American people stood up for America and defended America and its place in the world and really its identity. So I encourage everyone to speak up for the goodness and greatness of America. We have a packed show today. And I get an email almost every week right after the show or after the podcast goes up from one listener. And she talks about a thing she learned. It's really wonderful and sweet. And I appreciate that. So if you're taking notes, I will tell you that we're going to cover so much in 2 hours tonight. And we're going to talk, I will say to start with, we're going to speak at 6:30. So in about half an hour, we're going to speak with Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. And Lieutenant Governor, I'm sure you all know, the second in charge of Texas. And backing up from that, you know, America is the leader of the free world. Texas is the leader of liberty in America. And Austin is our government. So he's really in a very, very important position in the state of Texas and in the position of defending big ideas about liberty that are part of, as the Texas legislature unfolds this session, there are many, many issues that they may seem like narrow policy issues, but they have bigger consequences for the world. So Dan Patrick, a good friend, our lieutenant governor, will be calling in. We're going to talk about border security and tax relief. We're going to start out talking this in just a few minutes about Benjamin Netanyahu coming to speak in Washington, D.C. You know, he'll be here on, this is Sunday, and he'll be here in 2 days speaking, or he is here now, but he's going to be speaking in Congress on Tuesday. We're going to talk about the Congressional Black Caucus reaction to that, the Iranian nukes negotiations, and then we're also going to talk about something, it's kind of akin to ethnic cleansing that's occurring in America. It's not ethnic cleansing, it's academic cleansing. We're talking about, I'm going to tell you a story in the second half today about a congressman from Arizona who has decided he has the right to go to universities and demand information to out criticize and otherwise just malign educated, you know, PhDs who dare to say anything that challenges global warming religion, which is what it has become. So we're going to talk about that, just how extreme the left has become on that. And we're going to talk about CPAC. Many of you listening either went to CPAC or you've gone other years. CPAC, which is just a rich source of conservative insight about America and kind of what's trending with people and what they think about. So great commentary. The one thing I always ignore from CPAC is the poll for president. I will just say right now, this is a very Democrat-style bus in the voters vote at CPAC that means absolutely nothing to real Americans. But beside that, it was full of CPAC had some fabulous speeches, and I want to share some of the great insights and patriotic things that were said. If you want to call into the show tonight, the number is 866-660-5759. Sorry, I'll say that again. It is 866-660-5759. Jeez, keep doing that. 5759. Listen, I want to turn and talk with you about Benjamin Netanyahu coming to America. And, you know, he actually landed in Washington today. Tomorrow he's speaking to a group called AIPAC. But on Tuesday, he is making a speech. It's hard to think of a significant enough word. He is going to be speaking about the existential, meaning the future existence of threat to Israel. He is the prime minister of Israel. He's going to be speaking to Congress about the threat that Iran, the country of Iran, poses to Israel, and urging the American Congress to stand behind Israel and to stand up. And actually, honestly, he's encouraging them to oppose or get in the middle of the negotiations that are going on right now with Iran, where it appears to many people that the Iranians, their nuclear ambitions, their determination to build devastatingly horrible nuclear weapons is being at least humored and aided by the negotiations ongoing. And so I want to talk with you about a lot of those issues this evening. I want to talk with you, I guess, to start with the kind of quick protocol issue that is kind of dancing around behind the scenes, and that is that Benjamin Netanyahu was actually invited to speak in Congress. He was invited to America on this trip, not by the president, who would normally be the one inviting him, but actually was invited by the Speaker of the House, Representative Boehner, Speaker Boehner. And in this arrangement, Boehner invited Benjamin Netanyahu to come to America without going through the White House, without going through the State Department, without following the traditional protocol that normally attends a visit like this. And so there's been a lot of uproar just about that. And so he's still coming. And I think among the things I wanted to make clear, he's not just coming to give a basic rah-rah Israel or let's have better relationships between America and Israel speech. He's coming to talk about protecting his country from Iran. And, you know, before 9/11, I was not nearly as aware of the configuration of the Middle East, of who the players were, and I'm not an expert in any way, but I sure read a lot more than I used to. And you all, if you've listened to this show since we started last July, at one point we had on an expert from the Center for Security Policy named Claire Lopez, and we've had Frank Gaffney, the Center for Security Policy, on a couple of times. And experts in the Middle East, people who are American, defenders of America's, you know, homeland, will tell you that the single biggest threat in the Middle East, the threat to potential, threat to create world war, a threat to America's security and the security really of the whole region and in the whole world, the key is Iran. Iran is the most volatile, dangerous, irrational, unreliable country, and has the most the determination to create and grow a dominance in the region over other countries. Their fellow Muslim Arab countries surrounding Iran are also worried about Iran. So what Iran is doing right now, and so right now the negotiations go on very quickly. There are negotiations going on between Iran, which has been the subject of our sanctions, U.S. sanctions, trying to stop them from building nuclear weapons. Now, they are spinning centrifuges. They are creating nuclear fuel. They claim they're doing all of this. Iran claims they're doing it to create nuclear energy. But as several people, many point out, you know, it's a land full of oil. If they have so much money, they could buy as much energy as they need. Everyone knows that what Iran is doing, ultimately, is heading toward trying to create nuclear weapons. So the world is negotiating with Iran. It's not just the U.S. It's a small group of nations from the U.N. And it's the Security Council plus Germany, I think it is, that are negotiating with Iran and trying to stop them from getting, from actually developing the capacity to release a nuclear weapon. And why that is of such great consequence is that, you know, what you'd really like in the perfect utopia world is just to shut everything down over there and not let them have any nuclear weapon or nuclear capacity ever. But you know, that isn't obviously on the table. What's happening right now is America, led by President Obama, we're negotiating, and we are, by all reports, capitulating, surrendering. We're pulling. We were sanctioning Iran, and Iran was actually suffering from those sanctions. We had very stiff sanctions against Iran, and what's happened in these negotiations is that Iran concedes nothing, and America pulls back on its sanctions, loosens the sanctions, makes them less problematic for Iran, and in exchange for almost nothing, in exchange for no argument about who's controlling their nuclear. I mean, we're trying to get to where we're having the ability of America or the UN-led forces to have inspections over in Iran to make sure they're really not developing weapons. But that's not really what's happening. All we're doing right now is capitulating. And this is causing Israel, the closest enemy, the closest country to Iran, and the one that Iran hates. You know, the Iranians hate Israel more than any other country in the world. They live to destroy them. In fact, we're coming up to a break right now. And when we come back from the break, I just want to fill you in a little more on what Iran is saying and doing that's making the Israelis so nervous, why it's so important that Benjamin Netanyahu comes. And as we get closer to our break, I'll just kind of tease after the break. What we're going to be doing is having a discussion about what Iran has said recently about America, what Iran has said recently about Israel, and what we in our country appear to be doing in allowing Iran to develop other very dangerous weapons, even while we pretending that we're trying to cause them to pull back on the nuclear weapons. So come on back after the break. This is Debbie Georgiadis, and ladies, can we talk?
660 AM, The Answer. 660 AM, TheAnswer.com.
Abolish the IRS. Well, sounds like a pipe dream, a phony rallying cry that politicians love to use, but they never act on it. But really, hasn't the time come to get serious about abolishing the IRS and replacing our convoluted income tax code with something like a fair tax or flat tax? Common sense is starting to scream from the rooftops. The way the IRS has behaved in targeting conservatives, stonewalling congressional investigations, having lead IRS officials taking the fifth, and generally conveying a mind-blowing, out-of-control arrogance, says it's time to shut down this government agency. This kind of action is what is known as taking back our country. Debbie Georgiadis here, your host on Ladies Can We Talk, from Sunday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m., on my show, we talk truth about America, and we talk about what can be done to truly take back the country. I hope you'll join me in the fight.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-400-3757. That's 1-800-400-3757. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-400-3757. 1-800-400-3757. 1-800-400-3757.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now. 1-800-900-6181. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-6181. That's 1-800-900-6181. 1-800-900-6181.
Save this date. March 5th at 6:30 p.m. Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report for InvestingMakesMeSick.com. The first dinner seminar for 2015 will be at Papado Restaurant in North Dallas. This will be the only InvestingMakesMeSick.com seminar this quarter. Mark your calendar for March 5th, 6:30 p.m., Papado in North Dallas. The goal is to provide education about other investment choices, more than just stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or annuities. You'll enjoy a fine meal at no cost to you. You and the dessert is peace of mind. You'll learn how to understand your investments and why you shouldn't invest until you do. You'll also find out why we prefer to come to you. We know you've worked hard for your money. Great information will help you choose how to invest it. To reserve your spot, call 972-463-3833, 972-463-3833, or register by logging on to investingmakesmesick.com. All investments involve risk. Investments may be considered speculative and incur substantial fees and expenses borne by the investor. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Titan Securities. InvestingMakesMeSick.com and Titan Securities are not affiliated.
660 AM, The Answer.
660 AM, TheAnswer.com.
We return to Ladies Can We Talk with host Debbie Georgiadis on 660 AM, The Answer.
Hey there. As they say in the South, welcome back. This is Debbie Georgiadis. I'm so happy you've tuned in. And you know, we are starting out tonight's show. I should have said at the start, we're starting out with a serious subject because I didn't want to let this challenge that we have in America dealing with Benjamin Netanyahu's arrival and the larger challenge of dealing with Iran. It's such a big and important issue, and it's important for people to understand because, you know, I kind of fumble trying to find words to make it consequential enough. We will look back at this era and just think for a moment. Think if we don't stop Iran from getting nuclear weapons. Think if we capitulate and surrender and let them have their way, or as the negotiations are going on right now, the rumors are that we're going to let them resume their nuclear creation of nuclear material within 10 years. Think if we do that and Iran uses that weapon and, to start with, destroys Israel, just simply takes Israel out, which is their, I will tell you in a moment, I have a list of quotes in case you think that there is not realistic to think Iran would attack Israel. Only if you don't understand Iran would you possibly think that. But think if they destroy Israel. Think then again, as they develop more of this equipment, that Iran subjugate larger and larger areas of land around Iran, that they build this Islamic caliphate. Now, they're enemies with ISIS, and ISIS is on their own mission to establish a caliphate. But they both are Muslim, dominant, Sharia-loving, barbaric cultures that suppose they do grow. Suppose because we don't stop the development of this weapon, Iran has power, it takes on other countries, and then suppose the entire balance of power in the world has changed. Imagine that America and countries that are Judeo-Christian, that are free, that have constitutional governments, that have free societies. Imagine if those are under threat. Imagine these times where these issues we're talking about is not just a little speech in Congress one day by a foreign leader. It is a foreign leader of the ally in America in the Middle East whose country faces daily threats of destruction and taunts of their about from their evildoers they are surrounded by, And all he's coming to hear say is, please, America, stand with Israel. Please stand with Israel. Do not let Iran get nukes. Fight with us. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. That is exactly why Benjamin Netanyahu is coming here. So I want to just tell you some of the things, in case you didn't know them, that have to do with why it is that Netanyahu is so concerned. I'm just going to tell you a few quick things. This very recently, if you follow these stories at all, Iran, we're also worried about right now, Iran's supreme leader actually said in a, I'm trying to go through this guy, a pile of these things he said. There's one that was specific about Israel very recently, said Iran's supreme leader, the only solution for the crisis is Israel's destruction. That's the only solution Iran can see. And I'm just going to tell you, Iran is conducting military exercises right now, which you may have been reading about. They, for example, they test a new weapon. They tested a new weapon just this week in, I think, the area, I can't even tell you that, but in there, there's Iran's Revolutionary Guard test fired a new strategic weapon, and they spoke of it as what will help them confront threats from the great Satan, the United States. Iran's supreme leader said, jihad will continue until America is no more. Iran's most recent military exercises included a replica U.S. ship in a military drill, which they practiced and videotaped and put up for us all to see how they're going to attack and sink American ships. Iran still has, this is the last thing I'll tell you about Iran, they are the single biggest problem in the Middle East. And so the last thing I'll tell you, Iran has an annual death to America march. The caption of the article most recently said, Iran says, death to America is still our slogan. And so we're dealing with a country that is irrational. I mean, they're as barbaric as ISIS, only they're not in the march right now. They are as they hate liberty. They hate freedom. They hate Christianity. They hate Israel. They hate Jews and they hate Christians and they hate America. That's who we're dealing with. Now, I don't mean every single Iranian, because I think there are probably lots of people living in that country wishing they didn't have to be living there. But I will tell you that this is it's a huge issue that America needs to decide. We're in this for the long haul fight. I also wanted to share something with you about Benjamin Netanyahu coming here and the role of Congress and the Senate. And that is this. I think I told you guys, I went to a conference in Washington like a month ago or something, and they had some great speakers come. And one was this guy who is Senator Pat Toomey. And I think he's from Pennsylvania. But anyway, Pennsylvania. And so Pat Toomey talked about in the Senate, they're just beginning to have more of a role in the Senate in discussing foreign policy. And he said, Obama is systematically diminishing America's role in the world. And the polls show America does not support this. America does not want, you know, Americans do not want our role in the world diminished. But this is what Obama's foreign policy is doing. This guy, Senator Pat Toomey, said, we talk, and Iran spins centrifuges. And he talked about Obama trying to have a detente, you know, the word detente back from the, you know, Ronald Reagan era with Gorbachev. Obama's trying to have detente with tyranny and with tyrannical people, and you can't do that. So his point was the Senate and other leaders, elected leaders in Washington, need to be part of the discussion, part of the trying to make sure we're not making a deal with Iran that's going to end up hurting America. And there was also some really important thing that happened this week. The Senate, by the way, which is Republican controlled, but has over 40 Democrats, still senators. The Senate came up with a unanimous resolution welcoming Benjamin Netanyahu to the Congress, to the Senate and the Congress. So no Democrat senators signed on, like formally were sponsors of it, but none of them voted no. And I think what you should hear in that is that even elected Democrats know they're a little bit alarmed. They're more than a little alarmed. They can't figure out what President Obama is doing in the way he dismisses, to use the kids lingo, disses, but the way he rejects Benjamin Netanyahu, the way he treats Israel, the way he scorns them, the way he doesn't treat them as an ally, which they are. And so I think even the Democrats in the Senate are kind of, they're a little bit cringing about this. And about how America treats Israel, and what's going to be the outcome with Iran if we don't get strong and stand with Israel. And I'll tell you the most alarming two things I in preparing for the show today. I should tell you, in case we're stuck on the air all night, I have enough material, including a lot about what's happening over in the Middle East and in Washington with Benjamin Netanyahu coming here. Because the reason I think more and more Americans, oh, and by the way, there was a big poll, a Rasmussen poll, the majority of Americans agree that Benjamin Netanyahu should come here and talk to Congress. And why it matters so much, because I think more Americans are waking up to see we face a serious world threat. We are getting to a point of serious concern about our safety, the future safety, not just of Israel, although Israel matters profoundly, but not just Israel, but all the world, if we don't get Iran and other crazy powers, but right now mainly Iran, under control. And the sense, as you, the stories that come out of the negotiations sound a lot like we're just looking for ways to capitulate, looking for ways to not really stand up. And Iran is just, they are, as I say, if you read about the negotiations, they're surrendering nothing. All they're doing is sitting still while we keep saying, okay, never mind about sanctions and never mind about that. And how about if you just stop for 10 years? And Iran does not need to have nuclear, anything nuclear for energy. Iran has energy. It has oil. It can buy energy. Everyone, it's like the silliest idea. They can stand there with a straight face and say to the world, Iran can say to the world, oh, we're not developing weapons. Really, we just want this nuclear stuff for energy. It's absurd. Everyone sitting at the table knows it's absurd. Everyone knows what they want to do with it. And the idea, we can't see that as a threat to be stopped now before they create a weapon and really hurt millions of people. I want to throw two other things, other points out on this, and then I need to turn to talking to you about Dan Patrick, who's going to introduce him in just a few minutes. One is that there was a report out. I urge you to go to National Review Online, NRO, and look at a report by Krauthammer, an article, a column by Krauthammer, where he talks about the fact that as we negotiate away, as President Obama and Valerie Jarrett, if you don't know who that is, she's the one really running our country. She is Iranian by birth. She is referred to often as a Rasputin. She's Iranian-born. And as we talk away with Iran about nuclear weapon, nuclear materials, Iran is under our noses and with our knowledge developing ICBMs, intercontinental ballistic missiles. And intercontinental means can go over a continent. It means can go far. It means could reach America. It means could reach Israel. We are watching them develop deadly weapons. While we're talking, we're dancing around and really kind of almost saying, come on, please stop with the nuclear stuff. It's kind of, we don't really like it and it's making us look bad. But they're developing ICBMs, which Krauthammer talks at great length about. These are just as deadly and they could carry nuclear fuel. So we have a country that is just, it's like we're sitting in 1930s Europe watching Germany Many people with their eyes open can see, wow, this is could be a problem. And we don't have a president anybody has faith in. And that is the problem. I'll tell you one last thing, then we're going to quick turn and tell you about our caller who's going to call in very, very shortly. And that is this. A report just came out today. It's on Alan West's website. If you go to the Alan West Republic, I think his website is. A report that President Obama threatened to fire weapons on Israeli jets who want to attack Iran. Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu's point is, Israel is in a position of the most vulnerable and the most in need to attack Iran. And Obama reportedly threatened to shoot down Israeli planes if they tried to stop Iran. Ladies and gentlemen, it just could not be more serious in the Middle East. Benjamin Netanyahu needs to be in America. All of you need to tune in on Tuesday, listen to his remarks, learn about them, tweet about them, talk about them, because this is an America and a world-changing event going on. Okay, enough of that. I'm a little bit running past time. I should have. I need to turn to and tell you briefly about our gentleman calling in the next segment. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, as I say, second in command of the greatest state and the greatest country in the world. And he is one brave politician. I will tell him this when he comes on, too, that we elect a lot of politicians who say conservative things and then don't do them. But Dan Patrick is not one of those men. He is in Austin doing exactly what he said he would do as he ran his campaign. So after the break, we're going to talk to Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. This is Debbie Georgiadis. Ladies, can we talk? Come on back after the break and tune in to talk with Dan Patrick.
660 AM, The Answer.
Liberals and the media try to paint the Republicans as the party of no. But the way I see it, Republicans, or at least conservatives, are the party of yes. We say yes to families, to strong families. We say yes to educational choice for Americans of every income level. We say yes to life, to babies and to moms. We say yes to legal immigration. Yes to responsible healthcare system that honors the doctor-patient relationship. We say yes to fiscal responsibility, to actually balancing the budget and living within our means. We say yes to keeping America strong and safe, to defending our country from enemies abroad and by securing our borders at home. Every week on my show, I urge Americans to speak up for America and say what conservatives stand for. Because when we say that, the mainstream of America will be right with us. This is Debbie Georgiadis, and ladies, can we talk?
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $22 a month.
Call 1-800-600-1582 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-600-1582. 1-800-600-1582. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, it's Mark Davis. Thank you so much to those who have already signed on to help us at Food for the Poor and their Food for a Year Water for Life program. One-time gift of $50 gives a child, a starving child in Haiti or Guatemala, food for a year and helps pay for water that can keep them alive forever because they're currently not even going to school because they're having to tote water from a lake 5 miles away. This is no way to live. It's poverty like we'll never see in America, one would hope. But right now it exists and there's something we can do about it. Your one-time gift of $50 saves a kid's life for a year with Food for a Year and Water for Life. $250, 5 kids. $500, 10 kids. Go 1,000, we'll do something very special for you. Co-host The Mark Davis Show with me, 9 o'clock hour, or we'll go to lunch anywhere you want. Phone number is 855-916-HOPE, 855-916-HOPE. 250 gets you Celebrate Freedom concert passes, 855-916-HOPE, or pound 250, say the keyword Mark Davis. Pound 250, then say the keyword Mark Davis, or 855-916-HOPE.
Christian music's largest annual tour is coming to Fort Worth. Holt International presents the Winter Jam 2015 Tour Spectacular, featuring Skillet and Jeremy Camp.
Hey, what's up? This is Jeremy Camp. Listen, I have seen firsthand thousands of lives being changed, and seriously, that's why I can't wait to be a part of Winter Jam, and I really want you to be a part of it, too.
Coming to the Fort Worth Convention Center, 6 o'clock Sunday night, March 8th. Also featuring Francesca Battistelli. Building 429 for King & Country, New Song, and Family Force 5. Get there early for the pre-jam party. No tickets required, only $10 at the door. That's 10 bands for 10 bucks.
Seeing all those hands every night accepting Jesus, I love that. That's what Winter Jam's all about.
No tickets required, $10 at the door. Get VIP access by becoming a citizen of Jam Nation. 94.9 KLTY welcomes you to the Winter Jam 2015 Tour Spectacular.
Winter Jam is more than just a concert, it's life-changing.
Details at jamtour.com.
Hey, 3 hours a day is all I ask. Join me, Sean Hannity, from 2 to 5 each weekday, right here on 660 AM, The Answer.
More of Ladies Can We Talk with Debbie Georgiadis, right here on 660 AM, The Answer.
Welcome back to Ladies Can We Talk, and thank you so very much for tuning in. I just love talking with you every Sunday evening. And right now, I believe we have on the line the Lieutenant Governor of this great state of Texas, Dan Patrick.
Hi, Debbie. Good evening to you.
Good evening to you. Thank you so much for calling
in.
Sure,
absolutely.
Well, you know, I mentioned before you came on that a lot of politicians run on a conservative agenda and promise a lot and get up to Washington or Austin and then kind of wonder where they went. But I want to commend you just to start with. You are jumping in with both feet as lieutenant governor, going after exactly what you said you'd go after. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I think, Debbie, that what happens is, I'm not the lone ranger on that, but I do think that there are people who sometimes run for office who aren't grounded in whatever their principles are. They're more interested in winning the election, and so they move to whichever direction they think gets them votes. I've always been a conservative, and I spent 8 years in the Senate, 16,000 votes, solid conservative, if not the most of the top two conservative members of the Senate. So I was really grounded in what I believe. So to actually keep the promise is just following through on the things I've wanted to do and couldn't quite get done as a senator. And now I have a position at least to influence the senators. I don't have a vote, but I'm just doing what I believe in. So it makes my job easy.
Thank you for your service on that. Thank you. There are many, many issues I'm sure our listeners would love to talk about, but I want to focus just on two in our time together today.
Yeah.
One is the border, and I would just say that the argument I've heard recently, and I know you're moving right ahead with border security, one argument I've heard is that the border, that the number of crossings that are dangerous to us are going down, that we just, you know, it's kind of a, okay, settle down, the border crisis is over, we don't need to put more money into it right now. And I don't agree with that, but I'm sure you've heard that argument, but you're doing a good, strong push on border security, so tell us why.
Well, a couple of things. First of all, we have put the most money into the Senate budget for border security in the history of Texas. The House has, and I'm not competing with the House, I'm just giving you a comparison. The House has $400 million in their two-year budget. We have $800 million. That makes room for increased technology, more DPS officers, and funding to keep the Guard there, the National Guard, as long as needed. If we don't need them there for the full 2 years and the full complement, then we won't have to spend that much money, but at least it'll be there in place. I also, working with Governor Abbott, called to keep the Guard there through the end of the fiscal year, this August, to when our new budget takes place, because quite frankly, we were out of money in March based on decisions made before I became lieutenant governor. He became governor back in the fall. That would pull the Guard in March. And that goes to the point you just mentioned about people who would say, well, apprehensions are down, so why do we need the strong enforcement? Well, make a comparison. If there was a neighborhood in Dallas that was a high crime area and you put in extra police and crime went down, would you say we don't need them there anymore because the crime is down? The crime is down because you had extra law enforcement boots on the ground. And on the border, last summer we had 6,000, 8,000, 10,000 people a week crossing. We're now down in terms of who we apprehended. We never know who's crossing. We think we get one out of every five. So if we're apprehending 10,000, that means 40,000 came over that we didn't catch. Right now we're apprehending between 2,500 and 3,500 a week. So it's dropped at least 50%. Some weeks as much as 2/3. And I would say that's because of the extra people we've had on the ground and the added technology, DPS, Texas Rangers, game wardens, and the National Guard. In fact, there was an article and an interview today in the Valley with a Democrat senator, Eddie Lucio, who said that the region is safer because of the extra law enforcement. So we have to keep the Guard there. There was just a story, Debbie, the Guard with everyone else until the Border Patrol does their job, and that probably won't be until we get a new president in 16, hopefully the right one, whoever that right one is who will secure the border. But just a story that was unfortunately leaked, I say unfortunate because it should have been classified, but it was leaked, and now everyone is aware that we caught someone from Somalia tied into terrorism crossing our border recently, and without going into classified information, it's general knowledge that we've apprehended hundreds of people crossing the border over the last several years from countries where terrorism is an issue, Pakistan, the Middle East, countries in Africa. So let's just say that terrorism alone should be a reason to secure it. Then we have the drug cartels. We estimate, Debbie, we have 100,000 gang members in our state illegally. We just can't allow the criminals or potential terrorists to cross the border. We really have no choice but to protect public first and foremost.
Those numbers are honestly staggering, Dan. Thank you for sharing those. You know, on the gang things, I also just feel like once the Mexican gangs cross into America, it's not just a crime they would do, but it's how they infect American cities and cultures and bring other people in. It just has a bad ripple effect.
It does. And from 2008 to 2012, and the last four-year period, we have statistics. They'll be updated soon. We apprehended in Texas alone 143,000 criminals that were here illegally, and we charged them with, are you ready for this, 447,000 crimes, a half million crimes. And these were people who we identified as being here illegally, and those crimes included over 5,000 rapes and 2,000 murders. We cannot tolerate this as a nation and as a state. And look, you're never going to be able to secure it 100%. Someone will always get through, but you have to send the strong signal that there's a high chance that you will get caught when you cross the border. The Texas is serious, and I think that's why the apprehensions are down, because the crossings are down, because they do know Texas has taken the lead on this, and both Governor Abbott and I have said this is one of our top priorities.
Yeah, had that same something you said a few minutes ago, that same thought about how if our apprehensions are down or crossings are down, it's because we have stood at the border strong. And so I think that it's such a I don't know what would be the reason someone would want to not have a secure. Well, I can bad guys don't want a secure border, but everyone should want it. It shouldn't even really be a partisan issue in the Senate. And I hope it isn't. I mean, you have some Democrat support on border security, right?
Yeah, we do. We do have some Democrat support. And I think everyone wants the border secure. I understand the politics of some of it for some members, but on an issue like keeping terrorists out of our country, drugs out of our country, criminals out of our country, that should be nonpartisan. And it's just, you know, some people, for example, want 500 more troopers on the border and not the National Guard. And I support Governor Abbott and I are on the same page on this. We would like to draw down the National Guard and put more DPS there. But right now, the DPS is doing a terrific job, but the troopers we have there are being pulled from elsewhere in the state because we don't have enough. And we could double the pay for troopers, and we couldn't hire 500 and get them trained in a short period of time. And we did increase the pay for troopers last year. My point is, you just can't get that many through the academy with attrition. There are people who, you know, take jobs with police departments in other areas, or people who retire or do something else. And so until we can get more troopers with arrest power, we have to have the guard there at some level. But the goal would be is to have more troopers hired and stationed down on the border, as well as more technology. It's all part of it.
Yeah, I love the thorough job you're doing, you know, on the border, and I thank you and everyone working on that issue. I do want to turn, because as Dan, I know you as a radio host have discovered this, it goes so fast on radio, yeah. And you want more talk about more things. I want to turn and talk about your tax package. The Senate announced a very serious tax cut package this week, tax relief package, and I'd love to have you tell us all about it.
Yeah, and we're not done yet. But I said during the campaign once again that we're going to cut property and business taxes. So we laid out three bills this week that do several things. Number one, on the business front, the gross margin tax, known as the franchise tax. Currently, there's a floor. If you're a business of a million or less, you don't have to pay it. We're raising the floor in the Senate to 4 million. That wipes out 52% of all businesses that pay the tax. That goes to show you how small business really is the backbone of your economy. When 52% of the businesses that pay the franchise tax have revenues, gross revenues of 4 million or less. Then for the businesses that are 4 million and above, we would cut the rate 15%, which is a significant savings. And our goal is to get rid of the business tax over several sessions. Number three, property taxes, which people cannot afford the ever-increasing values that impact their taxes. We took step one, step two still to come. Step one is we are, in essence, doubling the homestead exemption. It's been $15,000 since the mid-90s. Well, in the mid-90s, a house was $60,000 or $70,000. $15,000 represented, you know, a fair size of that home price. Today, as you know, the average home or average homes have gone up. So what we're doing is saying that your homestead exemption will be 25%, not of the cost of your house, but of the median home price in Texas. So it's fair for everyone. Right now, the median home price is $134,000. So that means the homestead exemption that's currently $15,000 next year would go up to $33,600, or as soon as this is a constitutional amendment, so the people would have to approve it. So it may not be the next year, but the following, depending on when we get it on the ballot, which would probably be this November. So your homeowner's exemption would go from $15,000 to $33,600, and then it would be indexed for inflation. So as your home, as the average, rather the median value increases, your homestead exemption would increase. That saves the average homeowner several hundred dollars a year and keeps it paid with inflation. The next step we have to do is we still need to disconnect direct tax rates to increase in values. People can't afford for the value of their home to go up 8, 7, 8, 9% a year and be taxed. You want the value to go up, but you can't afford the tax to that. We have a big pushback from cities and counties on that, but we're going to push back because we're not depriving cities and counties from raising revenues that they need. We're just saying that they can no longer get an automatic 7 or 8%. So we haven't passed that bill yet. That's one we're working on now. But our total tax package that I laid out for you that we will pass out of the Senate, we have 24 bipartisan, 24 of 31 senators have signed on, is $4.7 billion, because the best place to put money is back in the pockets of people, homeowners and businessmen and women.
You are singing Texas songs, saying those things. You know, Dan, I'm Lieutenant Governor Patrick.
Dan's
we are
good. Dan's good.
Okay.
We know each other. Dan's good. Anybody. Dan's good from anybody.
Thank you, sir. You know, you have a great summary in your website. I want to give our listeners a chance. If you can tell me what that website is. I actually printed off a summary, and every single issue is summarized in such a clear way. Was this just Dan Patrick? I don't know what it is. DanPatrick.org?
Yeah, DanPatrick.org. We actually have... And you know what? We just put it up this week, so we have an official website for the state, and I should have that, and I don't because we just put that website up. But the other website is danpatrick.org, which laid out, you know, everything we talked about in the campaign. And, you know, and the campaign issues came from listening to people. As you know, I did talk radio. I don't do the show anymore because I just can't be on the air, but I did talk radio for about 20-some years. And listening to you know our callers and fellow conservatives, and then interviewing lots of elected officials and getting a sense of the issues, and then campaigning for almost a year and a half, and so everything that we're doing in the Lieutenant Governor's office is derived from what the people want us to do, and secure the border, lower taxes, reform education, focus on transportation. We're going to pass a bill out next week out of the Senate that's going to put $2 billion. You know, we pass a 2-year budget, so I think in 2-year budgets, but we're going to. Starting in the next budget, we'll put $2 billion per year, so $4 billion more in transportation without any tax increase. We're simply looking at not looking at the tax. We're taking the existing tax you pay when you buy a car or truck, new or used, and we're taking half of that money and putting it into roads because the more cars and trucks we buy, obviously, the more road maintenance and the more roads we need. And the reason this works better than any gas tax or any other formula is since it's pegged to the cost of a car or truck, as the value of cars and trucks go up, then we're collecting more sales tax on that, which allows us to keep up with inflation. The Senate has also already put $1.2 billion more than the House budget into transportation, and with no tax increase. And we're going to end the gas tax diversion finally, except for the dollars that go to education. We're going to end the diversion for everything else, and the gas tax will go to roads like it was always supposed to but never really has. So this is a time, Debbie, and I'll kind of wrap up with this. I know you're against the clock, and so am I, is I tell folks there's so much excitement right now in the Senate. Of the 31 senators, 9 are freshmen, so they're all fired up, and 8 of the 9 are Republican. And then you have members like Kelly Hancock up in your neck of the woods, and then other senators like Brian Birdwell and Donna Campbell and Joan Huffman and Larry Taylor, who are all chairmen of committees for the first time. They've never been chairman of the Senate before. And then you have members like Senator Jane Nelson, who I selected to be the first woman in history to be the finance chair, who have never been in that position. So everyone, I really think, comes to work every day excited, and it's time to do big and bold things. And whenever you have and we had good people before us, don't misunderstand, but whenever you have new people, they are ready to be bold, and they're not kind of in cement. Well, this is the way we've always done it. And so the Senate wants to lead, work with the House, work with the governor's office, but we're gonna get a lot of things done in the Senate that the people wanted us to do. People didn't elect me to maintain the status quo or think small. So we're thinking big, and we're gonna work really hard to get it done.
Lieutenant, this is great talking. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, a champion on border security, tax reduction, and a whole bunch of other very, very important things for Texas. Lieutenant Governor, thank you so much for calling in.
My pleasure. Take care, Debbie. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. And ladies and gentlemen listening, we'll come on back after the break. This is Ladies Can We Talk.
Listen to us live on iHeartRadio, 660 AM, The Answer.
Do you ever feel like we live in kind of an upside-down world when you think about what the media is trying to sell us? When poll after poll says Americans never wanted Obamacare, do not want it now, and will never want it, why does our media try to tell us it's radical to try to repeal it and responsible to keep it? The truth is, it's radical to railroad through the nationalization of healthcare against the will of the American people, based on lie after lie by the president about being able to keep your doctor, keep your health insurance. And it was done with a legislative bill not one congressman or senator read before voting on it. It's irresponsible to do anything but repeal it. If you want a world that's more right side up, we need more truth-telling. And that's what we do on my show, Ladies Can We Talk, Sundays at 6 p.m. Join me, because truth matters.
Hey, this is George at the Filling Station DFW. I want to invite you to come down and join us at the Filling Station's new DFW location at Summit Life Church in Addison, Texas. And we're meeting every Monday evening at 7 p.m. The Filling Station's been going out for 4 years. We've prayed for hundreds of people. We're very simply a prayer and healing ministry open to all people, no matter your background or situation. You are welcome to come and spend some quality time with our Lord. He's always there. Now look, if you are desperate to know if God really exists, you need to come. If you need healing or relief from some ailment, whether it's physical, emotional, or spiritual, you need to come. Now, if you just want to spend some time praising and worshiping Jesus in a quiet, intimate setting, you need to come. Again, the Filling Station DFW meets every Monday evening at 7 p.m. at Summit Life Church in Addison, Texas. For more information and directions, go to the web to the Filling Station DFW. That's the fillingstationdfw.com. Hope to see you there.
Are you stuck in a makeup rut? Not really in love with your current makeup, but not sure what else to try? Then you're in luck, because Bare Minerals is now letting women all across America do an at-home comparison. Call now and we'll send you a full-size, risk-free trial of Bare Minerals makeup to compare against whatever makeup you have at home. Plus, we'll send you a free 5-piece makeup set as a gift. To participate, call now. 1-800-553-1977. Hurry, don't miss this. Bare Minerals Foundation brings out your natural beauty, giving you a flawless complexion with a no-makeup look and feel. And it's clinically proven to promote clearer, healthier-looking skin. So if you're stuck in a makeup rut, this is your chance to get out. Call now for your risk-free trial, and you'll also get a free 5-piece makeup set, our gift to you. Hurry, don't miss this exclusive radio-only comparison offer. Call now for details. 1-800-553-1977. 1-800-553-1977.
Our family had a savings account until our furnace died.
We had a vacation fund before our refrigerator had a meltdown.
My family has no money, and our water heater just quit.
The truth is, it can only take one home appliance or system repair to bust your budget. But with a home warranty from American Home Shield, you get to keep more of your hard-earned money, because they pay your covered repairs for you. For valuable free information, call 1-800-600-6291. Why pour money into repairs when American Home Shield will pay covered repairs for you? Your furnace, plumbing, oven, refrigerator, air conditioner, and more. Service requests are subject to a fee for each trade called. Some exclusions and limitations apply. Why would you ever pay for expensive home system and appliance repairs when you can let American Home Shield pay covered repairs for you? If you'd rather save more of your hard-earned money, call for valuable free information, including terms, rates, and coverage. 1-800-600-6291. That's 1-800-600-6291.
Saying "I don't know" is no longer acceptable. This is 660 AM, The Answer.
Back to Ladies Can We Talk with Debbie Georgiadis on 660 AM The Answer.
Welcome back to Ladies Can We Talk. We let the last segment go. This is Debbie Georgiadis and Ladies Can We Talk. We, the last segment, had on the Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who just gave us, I hope you all had your paper and pen ready, gave us so much good information, and he's just a warrior for conservative causes. So thank you, Dan Patrick, again for calling in. And because we went so long, I believe we have actually about a two-minute segment right here. So I have 15 stories I wanted to share with you, but we're coming up at the end of our first hour. The second hour, we have our new format. It's not so new anymore. We have our format with two of my good political ally buddies here to join me and talk with the topics about some of the issues of the day. And we do a ladies roundtable for women who like to think. And we're going to start that the second hour. I will tell you then that I guess of the few stories I have maybe time to tell you about in this brief period here. In the very first half an hour of the show today, I talked a lot about Benjamin Netanyahu coming here and all the extreme importance of Iran. You know, the one thing I started out and I didn't finish the point, Pat Toomey and other senators have spoken about the need for the United States Senate to be more involved in foreign policy, concerned about what's happening. So the Senate has a bill that is going to arrive at the president's desk saying that they want input before a deal with Iran is signed. And President Obama has said he will veto that. So this President Obama is having none of it, having none of the anyone in the U.S. Senate or House have any role in this negotiation, this all-important negotiation with Iran. So I think that's an important signal about his thinking. And then, you know, I wanted to just a quick highlights mention to you, there's a very important United States Supreme Court decision case being argued this coming week. The Obamacare case, it's actually King versus Burwell, but it is a case that will come before the Supreme Court this coming Tuesday, and they will be arguing about whether or not if the plaintiffs, the ones challenging Obamacare, if they win this case, Obamacare will collapse because if the court actually interprets the law the way it's written, then the plaintiff should win. So it's a big, big case to be watching. I also just want to give a quick shout out to Trey Gowdy and say he is a hero trying to stand up on this amnesty, still fighting in the U.S. House. So we are, because we went so long, we're out of time. Come back after the break to Ladies Can We Talk.
Did you hear about the German and French heads of state flying off to meet with Russia's Vladimir Putin in an effort to prevent the crisis in the Ukraine from spiraling out of control? Can you remember the last time America was not at the table when a global hotspot threatened to turn into a world war? Does anyone really think America's absence is leading to a safer world? I sure don't. The world is desperate for strong American leadership, but everyone now recognizes it's just not going to come from this president. Are we all just helpless bystanders in this fundamental transformation we never asked for? Debbie Georgiadis here, your host on Ladies Can We Talk. In Texas, we don't do helpless. On my show, we talk about standing up to save this great nation. Join the fight and tune in every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. We speak up for America.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, choose Choice twice for two separate trips and get a night at no price. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileges Reward night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 2/19/15 through 4/22/15. Requires registration in two separate qualifying states. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
Flo from Progressive here on a road trip with Bob, who owns a dry cleaning service.
Well, it's not really a road trip. We're only going a mile.
In a mile, you can save money on your commercial auto insurance with discounts like Safe Driver, Business Experience, and Paid in Full.
Nice.
So, expert to expert, how would you get a large mustard stain out of white cotton?